This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English. I'm Kate Collin and I'm joined today by Jackie Dalton. Hello, Jackie.
Hello.
The topic for today's programme is the cultural icon Barbie. Believe it or not, the blonde-haired doll is 50 years old this year. Did you ever have a Barbie doll, Jackie?
Yes, I had one Barbie doll when I was younger, and I used to enjoy playing with her and pulling her head and legs off.
Oh dear, I'm sure she didn't like that. But as I said earlier, she's a cultural icon. Could you explain what a cultural icon is?
Yes, a cultural icon is a person, or it can be an object, that's readily recognised by a lot of people and that has a lot of importance to them. Shakespeare was seen as a cultural icon. Madonna, for many, is a cultural icon.
OK, well, as usual, I have a question for you. We all know that Barbie dolls have a worldwide appeal. In fact, when they first went on sale in 1959, around 350,000 were sold in the first year. But how many dolls do you think sell today? Is it A, 3 per hour, B, 3 per second, or C, 3 per minute?
I would say A, 3 per hour, because I can't imagine they're still that popular.
OK, well, we'll see if you're right at the end of the programme. But first, let's listen to the Senior Vice President of Barbie Worldwide, Richard Dixon, and try to find out how many countries Barbie is currently sold in.
It's a global brand in 150 different countries, and our sites are developed everywhere to make sure that we unite girls around the world through Barbie.
Did you catch that? How many countries is Barbie sold in?
He said 150 countries.
That's correct. He said that Barbie is a global brand in 150 different countries. What's a global brand?
A global brand is a product that's made by a company which sells successfully and is recognised all over the world.
Barbie's often described as a role model. What's that?
A role model is a person or a figure who's admired and whose behaviour others try to copy. So a female role model would be a woman or a girl who other girls are inspired to copy.
There has been some controversy over Barbie's figure when it was pointed out that if Barbie was a real person, her measurements would be an impossible 36, 18, 38, which is extremely thin. We're going to hear what some women on the streets of London had to say on the subject, but first let's have a look at some of the vocabulary often used when talking about women and role models. First of all, average. What does average mean, Jackie?
It means typical or usual.
And stereotype or stereotypical?
A stereotype is a fixed idea that people might have about what someone or something is like, and it's often wrong.
What about image?
An image is an idea or a mental picture that you have about how something or someone is.
OK, well, let's see what people think. As you listen, see if you can hear whether this First Lady is a fan of Barbie or not.
She is not the average size of an average woman. She puts far too much makeup on somebody of her age. Her clothing is very stereotypical. Just an image that isn't something to be followed, I don't think.
She said she's not the average size of an average woman. What did she mean?
I think she means that Barbie's too thin and that the proportions of her body aren't very realistic.
Is this lady a fan of Barbie?
No, I don't think she is.
I agree, I don't think she is either. Moving on, in the next clip you might hear the following words. Portraying, what does portraying mean?
It means to represent or to show.
And what about skinny?
This refers to a very thin body type, and it's often used in a negative way to mean someone's too thin.
Right, so let's have a listen to the next person we met. See if you can hear the words we've just talked about.
It's about image, isn't it? It's about image and portraying yourself, and she's portrayed as this blonde, skinny woman, and that's not what women are about.
And in this last clip, we're going to hear that word role model again. Does this woman think Barbie is a good or bad role model?
I don't think she is a role model for women. I think she's a doll, you know, and it's like everybody going politically correct, mad. It's a doll, and it's a dressing-up doll, and that's fine. Yeah, no problem with it.
Well, she doesn't think that Barbie's a role model at all. She says that Barbie is only a doll and that she should only be played with.
Politically correct. Now, that's an expression we hear a lot these days. What does it mean?
Yes, politically correct means to choose your language very, very carefully so you don't offend people, especially when it comes to things like sex and race. But sometimes people think that political correctness has gone to an extreme. We get too worried about what we're saying.
You're listening to bbclearningenglish.com, and today we've been talking about Barbie and whether she's a suitable female role model. Let's recap on some of the vocabulary we've been looking at.
We had a global brand, a product that's made by a company which sells all over the world, a role model, which is a person or figure who's admired and whose behaviour others try to copy, average, which means typical or usual, stereotypical, a fixed idea that people have about someone or something, image, an idea or a mental picture of how someone or something is, portraying, which means to represent or show, skinny, very thin, and politically correct. To watch your language so you don't upset anyone.
Thanks, well, we're nearly out of time, so finally to the question I asked earlier. Barbie is 50 years old this year, but how many do you think sell around the world?
Well, I stand by my first answer, which was 3 per hour.
I'm afraid you were wrong. It's actually 3 per second, which is amazing. She's still as popular as ever, even after 50 years. That's all for now. Goodbye.
Goodbye.